我们健康教会这一系列的讲道，今天是最后一次。
Today is the last of the series of preaching on the marks of healthy church.
今天是要看第九个记号的第二讲。
We have the second talk on the ninth mark.
是合乎圣经的教会领袖。
The biblical church leadership.
教会的领袖是长老、监督和牧师。
So the leadership of the church is elder, overseer, and pastor.
这三个称呼是可以交替使用。
So these three titles can use interchange.
是指同一个人。
If referring to the same person.
圣经当中三个称呼里面最常用的是长老。
In the Bible, the most common used title is elder.
长老是指他的地位
，elder referring to the position，
一个尊贵的地位
，is a respectable position。
监督呢是指他的责任
，so overseer regarding his responsibility，
他有领导的责任
，he has the responsibility to lead。
牧师呢是指他的心肠
，so pastor referring to his。Hearts and attitude.
他是一个牧者牧羊人的心肠。
So he has the heart of a shepherd.
所以教会的领袖有三样的责任。
So a church leader has three kinds of responsibility.
管理教会。
To control and administer the church.
教导会众。
Teach the congregation.
以及牧养群羊。
And pastor the church.
牧师是长老的一位。
So pastor is one of the elders.
但神给牧师一个特别的工作
But God gives pastor a special job
是其他长老们没有的
It's not the other elders to have
便是做传道的工作
It's to preach, to evangelize
他是个传道人
He is an evangelist
我们看一段圣经节
Let's read a passage
提摩太前书第四章第二节
First Timothy chapter
第四章第二节
First Timothy chapter 4
第二节
Verse 2
提摩太前书第四章第二节
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 2
说务要传道无论得时不得时总要专心并用百般的忍耐各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人保罗告诉我们牧师有这个特别的责任提摩太后书 sorry
It's 2 Timothy chapter 4
第四章第二节
Verse 2
保罗说给牧师一个特别的责任
Paul says there's a special responsibility for pastors
然后保罗的第三节特别指出为什么他需要这样做
In verse 3, Paul even mentions why he has to do this.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。换句话说，人不喜欢听真道。
In other words, man doesn't like to hear true doctrine.
喜欢听一些古里古怪的东西。
So they like to hear those wicked things.
喜欢听让自己高兴的东西。
They want to think that.
这个传道的工作让牧师啊从长老当中被分别出来
So this preaching separates pastors from the elders
那么我们要问呢什么样的人适合做长老呢
So we shall ask what kind of people is suitable for elders
这是我们的第三大点
So that's the third point that we're going to talk about
长老的资格
The qualifications of elders
圣经里面两段经文提到长老的资格
There are two passages spoke regarding the qualifications
一个提摩太前书三章第一节到第七节
The first is 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 7
第二个是提多书第一章六节到九节
So the second is Titus chapter 1 verse 6 to 9
这两段经文当中有类似但也有不同的地方
In those two passages there are similarities but there are also differences
等一下我会把它讲出来
Pastor will point it out later
那我们先看提摩太前书第三章
Let's first read 1 Timothy chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1.
这是保罗给这段经文做一个小引。
Here is like an introduction that Paul makes for this passage.
人若想要得监督的职分, 就是羡慕上工, 这话是可信的, 哪一句话是可信的?
Which is trusting?
就前面这句话,
is the one that is mentioned.
有些圣经版本把这句话一个quotation,一个括号,
Some Bible put a quotation on this passage.
人若想要得监督的职分, 或者说人如果有抱负要做监督的话, 就是保罗说是羡慕上工啊, 他羡慕做一件好事情。
So if any man aspires to be an elder, means he is desiring to do a good work.
保罗这里很鼓励有这样抱负的人。
So Paul is encouraging people who have such aspirations.
因为今天的教会跟当时的教会不一样。
Because today's church are different from those churches earlier days.
今天教会里面有人可能可以成为长老。
Today in the church, some people may become an elder.
但是他怕麻烦,
but he doesn't want to be troubled.
他不肯花时间,
doesn't want to spend the time.
他不肯自己努力展现,
doesn't want to improve himself.
他在世界上有自己的优先次序,
he has his priorities in the world.
当时的信徒们,
in those days, the believers,
他们羡慕那有份于教会的工作,
they wanting to do things for the church.
他们认为如果有更多的机会在教会服侍, 这是在神面前得福啊。
They think they can be blessed if they have opportunity to serve the church.
他们羡慕这样的机会, 就好像旧约时候的以色列人羡慕做祭司一样。
They desire to be the elder just like the old times the Israelites would love to be a priest.
所以保罗在这里肯定他们。
So here, Paul is confirming with them.
那么第一节开始用人, 我们和本的翻译是人, 原来的意思是男人。
In the Chinese translation, it's person. The original meaning is man.
不是个女人。
It's not a woman.
然后第四节说, 特别提到说, 只做一个妇人的丈夫。
So in verse 4, it says, only be the husband of one woman.
单单这两个圣经节告诉我们一件事情。
According to these two verses, they tell us one thing.
只有男人才有资格做长老。
Can man only be elder?
其他的圣经节我们今天没有机会再看。
We do not have time to look at the other passages.
都告诉我们在教会里面的长老是给弟兄的。
So those passages would tell us the leaders are brothers in the church.
你可能心里想, 哎, 有些教会里面有女牧师、女长老啊。
Some churches have women preachers and pastors.
Okay. 要紧的不是别的教会怎么做。
The important thing is not what other churches do.
别的教会他们也不用敬礼, 他们用点水礼啊。
So some churches, they do not use immersion, they use a sprinkling for baptism.
别的教会也给替婴孩受洗啊。
Some church will baptize the infants.
我们知道这些都是不对的。
We know those are not right thing to do.
要紧的是圣经怎么讲。
So the important is what the Bible says.
圣经是要告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
姐妹们在家里、教会里、社会里有很多重要的工作。
Sisters have important work in the family, in the church, in the society.
但领导的责任是在弟兄的身上。
But the leadership is on the shoulder of a brother.
在教会是这样。
In church it's the same way.
在家里也是这样。
At home it's the same.
我们开始看保罗开始列出这个长老的，先列出他的品格。
First, Paul pointed out the caricature of the elder.
这是从第二节到第四节。
That's from verse 2 to 4.
他说做监督的必须无可指责。
So the overseers must be above reproach.
不可指责不是说他没有罪。
It doesn't mean he doesn't have a sin.
不可指责不是说他是个完全人。
Above reproach doesn't mean he's a perfect person.
如果是这样要求的话, 世界上除了耶稣基督以外没有人合格。
If that's the way we require, then there's only Jesus Christ can qualify.
我们有些中文本的翻译把它翻成说无可非议, 或无暇可及哈，那么就是无可指责的意思。哎，我有把他这个原来的意思打在你们节目单上，是用英文写的。
So the pastor already printed on the program the English meaning of those Chinese translations.
一个是说没有办法被抓到。
Not able to be held.
另外一个呢，没有什么事情可以成为人家控告他的把柄呢。
Nothing to take a hold upon.
他虽然不是个完全人。
Even though he's not a perfect person.
虽然他会犯罪。
Even though he may sin.
但是他会悔改认罪。
But he will repent and confess.
他会求神求人饶恕他。
He's going to ask God, ask people to forgive him.
不会有罪不肯认。
He's not going to deny his sin.
或者有罪硬说没有。
Or just continue to say he does not have sin.
所以让人家没有在他身，没有办法在他身上找到把柄。
So they cannot find anything on him to accuse of.
无可指责是长老整个品格的总论。
The above reproach is a conclusion about the qualities of characters of the elders.
然后保罗开始列出总共有11个品格上的例子。
And Paul continues to list there are 11 examples of these qualities.
第一个
The first.
只做一个妇人的丈夫。
The husband of one wife.
不是说他的妻子死了以后他不能再娶。
It does not mean he cannot remarry after his wife dies.
而是他对妻子很专情。
But he is loyal to his wife.
他没有离过婚。
He's never been divorced.
离婚的人不适合做长老。
So a divorced man is not qualified as a leader.
圣经这么说。圣经这么讲。
The Bible says.
并且他自己会碰到三个实际上的困难。
He will run into three practical difficulties.
第一个困难。
The first difficulty.
有同样问题的丈夫和先生们不会去找他辅导啊。
If they have same problems, if the brothers and the husband, they would not ask guidance from him.
你根本是泥菩萨过江自身难保啊。
So you can't even protect yourself.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
根据第四节呢。
According to verse 4.
如果你离过婚，那表示你没有办法好好管你的家，你缺乏领导力。
So if you've been divorced, you cannot manage your household affairs, so you lack leadership.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
这样的人，如果你让他做长老，会给他自己跟教会常常遭受非议。
So if you let such a person become a leader, the church and he will often have criticism.
第二个品格
The second character
有节制
Temperate
那表示他的生活是平稳的
This is, life is even
他能控制自己的情感
He can control his emotion
不会意气用事啊
He's not going to do things according to his impulse
不会很容易让人家一弄他就激动起来
He will not get excited easily
下面一个是自守
The next one is This is a prudent.
Okay, yeah. 其他几个中文本的翻译这么讲啊，我
the other translations are like this.
说自律、克己或能够管束自己啊，自守跟节制是连在一起的。
So self-control and self-discipline is connected.
节制是控制感情。
So discipline is control your emotion.
自守能够控制你的思想。
So also control your thoughts.
你自己是个很稳健的人
So you are a very controlled person
不很容易陷入一个错误思想的情况当中
You cannot easily fall into some kind of erroneous thought
想想看长老在教会里面是个领袖
If you think elder is leader in the church
他很少有机会受到别人的提醒或劝谏
He rarely going to be get people's reminders and rebuke.
他常常是他是去劝诫别人。
He often go to help others rebuke others.
所以他自己必须要知道怎么个自守、克己、自律、管理自己。
So he needs to know how to control himself, control his emotion, and be self-disciplined.
下面一个叫做端正。
The next one is prudent.
这个字和第二章第九节一个字有关系。
It relates to verse 9 of chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章第九节。
First Timothy 2:9.
又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，跟正派这个字有点关系。
So it's a proper, it's very important. It relates to that.
换句话说，他是个正派人物啊。
So he is a proper person.
他不是一个油腔滑调的江湖人物。
So he's not a crafty person.
并且他穿的衣服也是正派的衣服。
And he also wears proper clothing.
整齐干净。
So it's a clean and
in order.
In order.
不会穿个奇装异服。
He's not to wear something really wicked or different.
下面一个。
The next one,
热意接待远人。
So it's hospitable.
今天我们可能觉得这个没什么了不起。
Maybe this is not something important today.
在当时的是很要紧的。
So in those days are very important.
当时基督徒常常给政府逼迫。
They were often being scrutinized by the government.
Persecuted.
所以
他们需要离开家，跑到别的地方。
So they need to run away from the government.
当时主的仆人。
In those days, servants of the Lord.
为了福音的原工作，常常四处奔波。
They often travel different places for the gospel.
当时没有什么旅馆。
There are many hotels those days.
没有 Holiday Inn.
They don't have Holiday Inn.
也没有这个 Super 8.
Yet they don't have a Super 8 either.
他需要有人接待他们。
So they need to be being hospitable too.
所以新约圣经屡次提到鼓励弟兄姐妹们接待远人。
So you know in the New Testament Bible often remind us to take travelers into our home.
英文的这个 hospitable 这个字哈。
So the word hospitable
有希腊文的意思是这样。
It has a meaning in the Greek meaning.
喜爱客旅。
So it's a love stranger. A stranger.
有点像我们中文说好客。
So we say they are hospitable.
所以他不但接待远人。
Not only they receive people from away, far away.
圣经这边说他是热意的接待远人。
So they cheerfully receive people.
今天在我们教会当中。
So today in our church.
我们已经21世纪了。
We're in the 21st century.
接待人的需要不像当时那样的迫切。
So we don't have such a desperate need to receive people.
当一位长老是好客的。
But an elder has to be hospitable.
他喜欢在家里。
He likes to be in his home.
招待弟兄姐妹。
Entertain brothers and sisters.
招待一些慕道友。
Entertain the seekers.
招待一些过路的人。
Entertain the travelers.
和他们有团契，有谈道。
Have a fellowship and a teaching with them.
成为他们的帮助。
Become their help.
下面第六个。
The number six.
善于教导。
Able to teach.
这是有点奇怪的。
This is kind of wonderful one.
这是提到品格目录当中唯一的提到他的能力或恩赐的要求。
So this is the only requirement of his ability or gift in among all the characters.
这个要求让他跟执事不一样。
So this requirement make him different from deacons.
善于教导表示说他是个非常熟练的老师。
So able to teach would mean he's a very good teacher.
他讲出来的事情人家听得懂。
Whatever he teaches, people can understand.
因为他花时间去研究。
Because he spent time to study.
他花时间去准备。
He spent time to prepare.
他先想过我怎么样讲人家可以明白。
Before he talked, he would think, how can he make people understand?
那为什么要把这个要求摆在所有的品格当中呢？
Why would you put this requirement among the characters?
一个原因。
That's one reason.
有效力的教导是来自于他高尚的品格。
So effective teaching comes from his good character.
一个人的教导没有办法跟他的为人分开的。
So a person's teaching cannot be separated from the kind of person who he is.
在你们节目单上有一句英文话。
There's printed on your program a sentence in English.
是马扎阿瑟牧师讲的。
It's Pastor John MacArthur spoke.
也许中文可以说，他是什么样的人，没有办法和他说什么是分开的。
What kind of person he is cannot be separate from what he says.
那怎么样可以成为一位好老师？
So how can you be a good teacher?
一个起步点，圣经有告诉我们。
So the Bible gives us a starting point.
让我们打开这个以赛亚书。
Let's go to the book of Isaiah.
五十章第四节。
Chapter 50, verse 4.
五十章第四节。
Isaiah 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章第四节。
Isaiah 50, verse 4.
请你跟我一起念，如果你找到的话。
If you find a read together with pastors.
Okay. 我们一起来。
Let's read.
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每晨早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。他开始学习听了。
He began to learn how to listen.
并且每天的听啊。
And every day he listens.
他喜欢听讲道。
Okay, then he can preach.
他喜欢来那个来崇拜听讲道。
He likes to come listen to the preaching.
喜欢上主日学。
Likes to come to Sunday school.
喜欢参加团契查经。
He likes to come to Bible study in the fellowship.
喜欢去外面上课。
Likes to go to classes.
一直是一个受教的心。
So he has a heart of being a disciple.
他自己先是一个圣经的好学生。
He has to be a good Bible student first.
然后他才能成为一个圣经的好老师。
Then he can be a good teacher of the Bible.
下面一个，我们再回到提摩太前书。
Let's go back to First Timothy.
不因酒滋事。
And not addicted to wine.Of stagnation.
也可以说不好酒啊。
He just doesn't love wine.
这不见得是指这个人酒醉啊。
It doesn't mean he's getting drunk.
但是只要说一个人很好酒。
It's somebody who loves wine.
他喝了酒以后，他的言语行动又跟平常不一样。
So after he drinks, his action, his speech are different.
以致产生事端的话。
Then they'll get caught, if he causes trouble.
这样的人不适合做长老。
The such person is not fit to be an elder.
下面一个。
The next one.
不打人。
Do not strike people.
这个好像有点奇怪。
So you think that's one wonderful?
所有的基督徒都不应该打人的，为什么只是特别提出来长老不打人
？So none of the Christians should hit people. Why would I mention elders specifically?
这个不打人原来的这个希腊文 是个单数的。
The original meaning in the Greek word is a singular.
表示他连打人一次都没有打过。
Means he has never hit anyone.
他能够好控制自己。
He can control himself.
下面一个。
The next one.
只要温和。
So can only be temperate.
Be gentle. 是吧
be gentle.
那这个条件是跟不打人是配合在一起。
So this is the same with not striking people.
消极方面不打人。
So in a negative sense, do not hit people.
积极方面是温和的人。
So in a positive sense, it's a gentle person.
什么是温和？
What is gentleness?
他是能够体谅人。
So he can be considerate.
他是亲切和蔼的。
So he's genuine.
他是容易对人宽容的
so he can be forgive people.
然后他是有恩慈的
and he's gracious.
他容易忘记人家的错处
easy for him to forget people's mistakes.
温和的人不会纪念人家的恶
so a gentle person will not always remember others' wrong.
下面一个不增进
the other one is
Do not quarrel.
Okay. 换句话
说，他不是个好斗的人。
In other words, he doesn't like to fight.
原来的意思就是说，他厌恶这个争斗，或者他不情愿的才去争斗。
So he would not fight unless he has to.
是一个很平和的人。
So it's a very even-tempered person.
争竞有时候不只在身体上，肉体上。
So sometimes the fight is not just in physically.
常常是言语上。
Often it's in the speech.
想想看，一位好争斗的人。
Just think of somebody who likes to quarrel.
他成为长老。
Become an elder.
他每次跟人家谈话，他总是要讲最后一句话。
So he always has to have the last word.
每次讲话他一定要赢啊。
He has always to win every time you talk with him.
那么如果他在长老的这个领导层里面。
If he is in the leadership as an elder.
一定带来不合一跟不和谐。
So he's going to bring disharmony, disunity in the church.
不贪财最后一个。
So not love of money.
我们看一段圣经节。
Let's look a passage.
提摩太前书五章十节。
First Timothy 5:10.
提摩太前书五章十节。
5:10. Timothy 5:10. First Timothy.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。问题不是钱财本身。第六章第十节。
So it's chapter six. Chapter six.
第六章第十节，贪财是万恶之根。有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透。问题不是钱财。
The problem is not money.
问题是贪恋钱财。
So the problem is the love of money.
一个教会的领袖如果贪恋钱财，
If a leader of the church is greedy and loves money,
他有可能把教会的钱来私人用，
He may misuse church fund for himself.
他还可能看轻那个穷的信徒，
He may look down upon the poor members.
他会那个讨好有钱的信徒，
He may only want to please those members who are rich.
并且教会的许多决定
And many of the decisions of the church.
他就是从钱财的角度来看。
He's going to evaluate from the viewpoint of money.
而不是从神的旨意来看。
But not from God's will.
我们看有十一个品格。
So we see there are 11 qualifications.
他们的结论是说他无可指责。
So the conclusion is beyond approach.
我们看第二方面。
So we look at the second.
他的家庭。
His family.
这个第三章第四节，这是第四节到第五节。
So in chapter 3 verses 4 and 5.
第四节说好好管理自己的家。
Says manage his own household well.
一个人只有高尚的品格还不够。
It's not only enough to have just good character.
他还需要能够管理自己的家。
He has to be able to manage his home.
在家里的事情上，他是为了管理的成功者。
So he is successful in managing his household.
原因很简单。
It's very simple.
第五节。
Verse 5.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会？这个家呢，平常是蛮广义的。
So when the word we use as a family is very broad in definition.
包括他当时的这些佣人。
Including his servants.
包括他的田地。
Including his field.
包括他的那个家产。
Including his property.
当然包括他的儿女跟其他的亲戚。
Also, of course, include his children and relatives.
他都有责任。
He has responsibility.
他就需要好好的管理。
He needs to manage well.
但是保罗圣经这边提到他的儿女。
But Paul especially mentioned to his children.
他说使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
So keeping his children under control with all dignity.
端庄顺服是两件事。
So to be dignified and being obedient are two different things.
他首先使儿女顺服他。
First, he makes his children be obedient to him.
然后他使儿女端端的顺服他。
So he wants them to be properly and be obedient to him.
让我念其他基本中文的翻译，也许你更能够了解。
There are several other Chinese translations.
一个说使儿女凡事敬重顺服，另外一个说使儿女知道顺从事事敬重，第三个使儿女们安于顺服，并且有十二分的尊重，下面一个使儿女们服从凡事端端，这样的儿女会带给他荣誉。
Such children are going to bring him good reputation.
不会让他在人的面前失面子。
So he is not going to lose face in front of people.
如果他的儿女们
，If his children，
我们暂时不要谈他的妻子。
Let's not talk about his wife yet.
都不顺从他。
If none of his children would be obedient to him，
不尊敬他
，do not respect him，
那显然他的领导力有问题。
Obviously, he has difficulty with his leadership.
那教会里面的人更多。
There are more people in the church.
教会里面的事情更复杂。
There are more complex things in the church.
那么教会里面的人也会可能同样的不顺从他，就不尊敬他。
So, will similar people in the church will not be obedient to him?
这一节当中有一个要紧的字。
This verse, this important word,
是说使儿女凡事。死这个字
to make his children, that word to make
表示儿女是不是端庄顺服呢？责任在于这位长老。
So whether the children are under control and dignified, the responsibility is on the leader, the elder.
虽然儿女们个性不一样
，even the children have different characters.
去的学校不一样
，they go to different school.
住的地区不一样
，they live in different places.
所交的朋友对儿女的影响不一样
，the different influence from their friends.
但这位长老
，but this elder，
他总有办法使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
He will be able to make his children under control.
可惜今天许多基督徒的家庭呢。
Unfortunately, today many Christian families,
不少做父母的
many of the parents,
不但不知道使儿女顺服自己啊
not they don't know how to make the children be obedient to them.
他反而是尽量的顺服儿女
They are tried everything to be obedient to their children.
我们中文常常开玩笑说孝子哈
So we say that you are loyal to your children.
Okay.这个字被变成说他在孝顺儿子。
In other words, he's respecting his children.
他没有使儿女顺从他。
He did not make his children respect him.
这样的人如果做长老的话
，If such a person become an elder,
必会因儿女的缘故让主民受损失。
So he is going to bring shame to our Lord because of his children.
教会里的人也不会尊敬他，跟不顺从他。
So the church, people in the church will not respect him nor be obedient to him.
对这个管教儿女，提多书里面有一个又类似又不同的要求。
So there is a similar but different requirement in managing children in the book of Titus.
我们看提多书第一章第六节。
Let's go to Titus chapter 1 verse 6.
提多书第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, Titus verse 6.
若有无可指责的人，只做一个妇人的丈夫，哈，这个句话是同样重复。儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是犯淡不服约束的。这边提到两个特殊的条件。
Here are two special conditions.
儿女也是信主的。
Though the children are believers.
为什么有这个要求？
Why is this required?
因为长老的责任之一啊。
It's one of the elders' responsibility.
带领人悔改相信耶稣。
To bring people repent and believe in Christ.
他需要证明他在家里有能力这样做。
He needs to prove he can do something in his home.
证明说他是个善于教导的人。
It proves that he is a person good in teaching.
并且他又是光又是盐。
Also, he is of both.Light and salt.
他让儿女们看见爸爸的好行为。
So they can, he can let his children see his good deeds.
愿意来接受耶稣。
Willing to receive Jesus.
如果一个长老有这样的好榜样。
If an elder has such good example.
也可以成为其他信徒父亲们的学习。
So it can be an example for the other fathers to, learn.
第二个要求,
the second requirement.
没有人告他们是犯淡不服拘束的。
So their children are not accused of dissipation and rebellion.
我看到这个告这个字，我心中有点微笑。
When I look at the word accused, I start to laugh.
显然这个儿女们太犯淡了。
Obviously, those children are really in big trouble.
看见的人没有办法再闷在肚子中了。
So they cannot keep to themselves.
气得没有办法出来告他一下。
They're so angry, they have to accuse them.
犯淡是指着儿女生活任性。
So that's the passion pointing to they live their lives, they indulge themselves.
浪费不及啊。
So they cannot control, they just do everything as they wish.
也有游手好闲的意思。
Also means they are lazy, they don't do anything that's right.
不服耶稣呢?
How about being rebellious?
指他不服从。
Means they are disobedient.
没有办法受管教。
They do not learn how to be taught.
那种反叛性彰显出来。
So they just rebel.
长老是要负责带领人相信神。
The responsibility of the elders is to bring people to Christ.
过个圣洁的生活。
To live a godly life.
过个信靠顺服的生活。
Live a life of trust and obey.
这些重要的事工呢?
All this important ministry.
他需要在家里先开始。
He needs to start them at his family.
如果他在家里成功的话。
If he's successful at home.
他才有可能在教会里面成功。
Then he may succeed in the church too.
我们看下面一个他的侍奉经历。
Now look at his experiences work.
这是第六节到第七节。
That's from verses 6 to verses 7.
首先保罗说，初入教的不可做监督。
So new converts, according to Paul, should not be overseers.
提到他的成熟性。
Because they need to mature.
有一句英文话这么说。
There's an English saying,
年纪不是成熟的保证。
Age is no guarantee for maturity.
不管你年纪多大。
Doesn't matter how old you are.
如果说你是60岁。
If say you're 60.
不见得你保证你是成熟。
Doesn't mean you're mature.
你可能是个60岁的老婴孩。
You might be a 60-year-old infant.
我以前一个老板常常喜欢讲一句话。
I used to have a boss often say this.
我在Honeywell做事的时候。
When I was working for Honeywell.
当人家问他说你在这边有几年的经历。
When they ask how long have you been worked here?
他说有30年。
They said 30 years.
人家哇,30年。
They said wow, 30 years.
但是他赶快解释。
Then he quickly explained.
我有30个一年的经历。
Have a 31-year experience.
表示他的经历没有超过一年呢。
Because he said his experience didn't exceed more than a year.
从来没有成熟过。
Never be mature.
只是重复了30次。
Just repeated 30 times.
当然这是他的客气。
Obviously, this is humility.
常常我们也是这样。
We are often the same way.
我们的成熟度其实没有超过一年。
Our maturity never exceeds 1 year.
我们只是一直重复。
We just keep repeating.
但是保罗在这边提到
Paul mentioned here
初入教的不可做监督啊。
The new converts should not be overseers.
因为就在灵性方面有相当的经历。
You need to have experiences in your spiritual life.
并且经过时间的考验之后。
And also being tested by time.
才是合格的。
Then you're qualified.
保罗说明为什么。
Paul is mentioning why.
第六节。
Verse 6.
恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼手受的刑罚里。
Lest he be self-conceited, then he'll fall into the devil.
一个人如果没有属灵的根基啊，
If you do not have a basic foundation,
他又没有在侍奉上经过困难跟考验，
He has never been tested in his ministry and service.
你太快把他摆在领导的位置，
You quickly put him in the leadership.
你让他自高自大，
Let him to be self-conceited.
他会觉得自己很了不起，
He thinks he's pretty important.
甚至盛气凌人。
Then he will be even be very contentious.
这样结果呢？
So what's the result?
落在魔鬼手受的刑罚里。
So they shall fall into the condemnation of the devil.
魔鬼受了什么刑罚？
What's the condemnation for the devil?
魔鬼也是很自高自大的。
Well, the devil is pretty self-conceited.
他所受的刑罚就是降级。
So his punishment is to lower himself, be lowered in class.
降级降等, demotion.
So got demoted.
我们看一下以赛亚书。 14章12节到13节
Let's go back to Isaiah.
14章
Isaiah chapter 14
Yeah, 12节 Isaiah 14章12节
Isaiah 14:12
明亮之星早晨之子啊，这是指撒旦，指魔鬼。
So that means devil.
你为何进从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？13节，你心里曾说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。14节。 我要升到高云之上，我要与至善者同等。然而，你必堕落阴间，到坑中极深之处。这里面好几个我要，对吧
？Here's so many I will, I will.
一个人如果我们还没有准备好
，If you're not prepared，
你赶快把他摆在领导的位置当中。You
put him in a position of leadership.
是一件很冒险的事。It's
pretty risky.
给自己和教会带来许多伤害。
He may bring a lot of harm to himself and also to the church.
长老的位置是给一个成熟的人。
So the position of elder is given to a mature person.
不是给一位年纪大的人。
It's not given to a person of old age.
而表示我们尊敬年长。
To show that we respect the age.
也不是给一位在教会里面久的人。
It doesn't give to a person who's been in the church for a long time.
来谢谢他。
To thank him.
而是他也经过属灵的考验跟成熟。
But because he has been tested by spiritually and be mature.
然后下面说在教外与好名声。
He has good reputation outside.
表示他的品格及为人呢，不但受到教内的尊敬。
That means his character not only respected by people in the church, also by people outside the church.
当教人提到这位长老，心里就有一股尊敬的心情。
So whenever they mention this elder, people would have respect from their heart.
他们不会有下面这种反应。
They would not be reacting like the following.
你们教会怎么会选出这样的人做长老呢？
How can your church choose such a person to be the elder?
他比我还糟糕啊！
He is even worse than me.
你是什么样的教会啊？
What kind of church is this?
他会受到教会的尊敬。
So he needs to be respected by the church.
我们看第四大项。
That's the number four item.
他对真理的态度。
Is his attitude toward the truth.
那我们回到提多书第1章第9节。
Let's go back to Titus. Chapter 1, verse 9.
提多书第1章第9节。
Chapter 1, Titus, verse 9.
坚守守教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。这边提到有3个层次。
Here there are three orders.
人对真理的态度。
Is a person's attitude toward truth.
常常信徒不是这3个层次都做得到。
Not many believers can accomplish all these three orders.
但长老是3个层次都达到。
But the elder has to accomplish all three.
第1个层次。
The first.
坚守守教真实的道理。
So holding fast the faithful word.
神的话是真实可靠的。
God's word is true and dependable.
我们看一下提摩太前书4章9节。
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 9.
提摩太前书4章9节。
1 Timothy 4:9.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。这话是神的话。
The word is God's word.
所以一个长老对神的话语，他也清楚的了解。
If an elder has clear understanding of God's word.
并他知道是真实可靠的,
and he knows it's true and dependable.
所以他能够坚信不疑啊,
so he can hold fast.
不会随波逐流,
so he's not going to be follow the current wave around.
这些奇怪奇奇怪怪的教训要移动,
he will not be moved by those wicked and false teaching.
因为当他移动的时候, 他就影响了弟兄姐妹们的信心。
When he is not stable, he's going to affect the faith of brothers and sisters.
他好像是一块大磐石,
it's if like a rock.
在一个急流当中,
it's in the stream.
不管是水流的多快,
doesn't matter how fast the stream moves.
或水怎么样的流呢,
it doesn't matter how the water hit him.
他不为所动,
he will not be moved.
第二个层次,
the second order
是更高一层,
is even higher.
能将纯正的教训劝化人,
can exhort the sound doctrine.
他不但自己相信,
not only he himself believes,
他也能同样的信仰来教训别人,
he would teach exhorting others with same belief.
让别人跟他一样有同样的这个信仰,
so as like others be like him, have the same faith.
我看到有一些信徒呢,
I see some believers,
他们的态度是我自己信对了就好了,
so that as long as I am right, I believe that's the important.
他们没有兴趣没有时间去帮助别人也能够坚信,
they don't have the time or interest helping other people to be convicted.
或者他们过分的注重个人主义,
or they may too much emphasize individualism.
虽然这个人信错了不去过问,
even though somebody have a wrong belief, they don't care.
他也不觉得事情什么严重迫切,
they don't take it serious.
或者以说他就是没有勇气去面对人家,
or they may not have the courage to face others.
这都是很可惜的,
that's very pity.
第三层,
the third order,
更最高一层,
even higher,
又能把争辩的人驳倒了,
to refute those who contradict.
争辩这个字的字根有反对的意思,
so the word, the root word of contradiction is against,
或者说
oppose,
yeah, oppose, 或者说唱反调的意思,
or just they say the wrong, the opposite opinion.
这些是什么人?
Who are those people?
大概是指这些不服长老守教纯正道理的人,
for those who does not respect the elders teaching truth,
或对长老秉公处理的这个方式他不赞同,
or they don't agree with the way that the elder manages things according to the right principle.
对这样的人,
so such a person,
这个长老有智慧,
the elder has wisdom,
口才,
has the eloquency,
及勇气,
and the courage,
将这些人驳倒了,
to refute them,
免得其余的弟兄姐妹受到坏的影响,
so lest the other brother sister may be influenced.
教会需要这样的长老,
the church needs such an elder.
他对神的话语是坚信,
so he is convicted in God's word.
不是一个 preference, 不是一个比较喜欢的一件事,
it's not the preferred God's word.
坚信的话不会动,
so if you're convicted, you're not going to be moved.
死了他都不会动,
even if he died, he will not move.
Preference 呢, 比较喜欢的呢,
if you just prefer the word,
会被代替, 会被改变,
it can be taught, changed, or substituted.
他自己对神的话语是坚信,
so he is convicting God's word.
但他看到别的信徒, 信错了,
if he sees other people believe the wrong thing,
他会去改正,
he will reproach them.
不会说我自己信对了就好了,
he doesn't, as long as I'm right.
最后对这些反对唱反调的人,
so for those who are the opposite,
能够折服他们,
so he can refute them,
保全其他弟兄姐妹们信仰的纯正,
to preserve the true faith in the brothers and sisters.
在过去二十几年里面,
in the past 20 some years,
我在许多教会的当中,
in many churches I have been to,
看到一件事情,
I saw one thing,
缺乏这样的长老,
they lack such kind of elder,
需要很迫切,
there's a desperate need for this.
这也是为什么许多教会不健康的一个原因,
this is many reasons why many churches are not healthy.
求神赐给我们这样的长老,
may God give us such an elder.
求神赐给众教会,
May God give to many churches.
求神赐给我们的教会。
May God give one to our church.
我们看最后一点。
As to the last point.
长老和执事。
So elders and deacons.
这两种人都是教会的 officers, 或者可以翻成干事。
So they are the officers of the church.
他们照管教会的需要。
They meet the needs of the church.
我们今天看了长老的资格。
Today we look at the qualification for elders.
执事的资格是从第八节到十三节。
So the deacon's qualification starts from verse 8.
过去几年我们选执事的时候，我都有讲到这个。
In the past years, whenever we have to elect a deacon, pastor has to preach this passage.
执事怎么开始的？
How is deacon started?
执事的产生是在《使徒行传》第六章。
The deacons started was recorded in Acts chapter 6.
当时教会里面有些姐妹。
In those days there were sisters in the church.
生活上有实际的需要。
They have needs in their life.
需要人家帮忙。
Needs to be helped.
那么使徒和长老便选出七个执事来料理这件事情。
So the apostles elected seven deacons to take care of that need.
使徒长老自己没有做。
The apostles and elders didn't do themselves.
他们分工了。
So they delegate the job.
请执事做。
Ask the deacons to do.
这种分工的情形呢？
So to delegate.
就一直延伸到今天健康的教会当中。
Continue today in the healthy churches.
执事们支持长老的工作。
So the deacons would support the work of elders.
他们负责教会上的生活上的实际细节 practical details.
So they will take care of the practical detail of the church.
有哪一些？
What are they?
比如说财政上的收入跟支出。
For example, financially, the income and the expenses.
如果教会有教堂，这个教堂的维修。
Or also the maintenance of a church building.
肢体们实际上的需要
or the practical needs of our members,
一些庆祝节日的一些细节
or the details of a celebration,
执事们做这些
the deacons will do those,
所以让长老使徒们可以专心于传道牧养跟管理
so the elders and the apostles can shepherding and teaching and preaching.
你可能会问说今天在我们教会里面只有我跟 Watson 牧师两个人
Maybe you say we have only Pastor and me and Pastor Watson two persons.
我们还没有信徒长老。
We do not have a lay elder.
那怎么办？
Then what can we do?
我们可以做以下两件事情。
We can do the following two things.
我们求神可以将这样的长老带来。
We ask God to bring the elder to us.
第二件事情。
The second.
我们求神在我们弟兄当中兴起这样的长老。
We ask that God raise.And elder in our midst.
他除了做了一个好执事之外
，Not only he can be a good deacon.
他还想要得到长老职责的这种抱负。
He has such an aspiration to be an elder.
保罗说这是好事。
Paul says this is a good.
这是羡慕善工啊。
This is desiring the good work.
所以他们愿意花时间。
So that's why they are willing to spend the time.
培养自己的好品格。
To cultivate their own character.
然后带领家庭朝着神的标准走。
Family taught to God,
并且他们因为调整自己的时间
they can also adjust their time,
尽量抓住侍奉的机会
grab all the opportunity to serve,
然后他对神的话语能够坚信
and he has conviction in God's word.
一个教会有这样的信徒长老们
if a church has such lay elders,
他们是敬虔的
they are godly,
他们是有知识的
they are wise,
他们是可靠的
They are dependable.
并且他们是有勇气的。
And they have courage.
这是教会的祝福。
This is a blessing for the church.
这是弟兄姐妹的帮助。
This is a help for brothers and sisters.
这更是神赐给牧师的恩典。
It is also a grace from God for the pastor.
也是健康教会的标记之一。
It is also a mark, one of the marks of healthy church.
那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你看到教会领袖的要紧。
We see the importance of church leaders.
所以你在多处的多次的提。
Have oftentimes have mentioned.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
求主赐恩给我们。
May God give us the grace.
你可以兴起，你可以带来。
You can bring, you can raise.
让我们的教会更讨你的喜悦。
So that our church be more pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.